We love you equating now surface, not equating, but linking this idea of surface to things people say, things mm-hmm. how we talk about stuff, like most of the discourse that surrounds, but the kind of surface discourse that we just talk about when we talk about movement. What to you in your mind linked this idea of this move on this placid surface of the bay, like this, what to you made that, like, that linkage? I'm just so interested.
I think that so much of our relations are shaped by visibility, just what we can see and what we can't see. And so that was one aspect of surface that I was trying to give weight to. But also I was reading this article by Charmaine Chua, which is published in a magazine called The Funambulist, which is published out of Belgium, but it's a really great magazine about objects and design and sort of thing. And she wrote this article about the history of the container. And in it, she says, there's this line that I've quoted in the book. And she says about the container that it doesn't matter what's inside, it only matters that it flows. So this idea of circulation and visibility was really important to me to see just how these relations are formed.
It's really interesting because you think about the container, it's contained. It's mm-hmm. like, it's actually just like a closed space. If you were stuck in it, that would suck. Right?
Yeah,
but at
yeah.
the same time, it's linked to these transnational flows. I was thinking about, as well, the changes to the Vancouver coastline and your poems trying to come to terms with this orienting experience, seeing things moving and being on that water from being in the Tech Gallery. So what do you think has been your experience working and writing and living in Vancouver in the past couple of years?
That's a really, really big question. I feel like it's been extremely difficult living here.
Yeah.
Just as an artist, especially, you know, if you brought this up in your talk yesterday, just the developers using sort of poetic language and artistic language to sort of sell, like, the West Bank promotional material has, you know, fight for beauty and all these sort of poetic artistic phrases. So this co-optation is something that's really bothering me, and I think it's my job as an artist, as somebody who's working to understand how these systems work, to articulate how they're working. Because in theory or in class, we would talk about it in terms of, like, complicit critique, where the critique itself is embedded or something's co-opted. So in order to have any way to resist, the layers of referentiality have to be articulated and broken down in order to have some sort of ground to stand on to say, oh, no.
Yeah, I know. And then you're working on the kind of semantic level. You're thinking specifically about what words mean, what they can mean, what they have been used to mean.